podcasters.
We're taking a few days off to relax and recharge, but we'll be back soon.
Until then, we've selected some of our favourite moments from the first half of the year for you to enjoy.
We'll see you guys Monday morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, hey, Keith. Bye. Now, firstly, apologies. As you can see, we're working from home because of social distancing,
and
we're in we're in bedrooms.
See that?
I'm in my.
Have you been doing this the whole time from your bedroom? I hope that's your bedroom.
No, this is my daughter's. It's the best Wi-Fi in the house. So every morning when we come down at like 4:45 for work, I got to kick her out and send her up to my room. She's 20. She can
good look.
Keith, you should be flattered by this. I'm in a spare bedroom, but you're the first and only guest I've just made those beds for. So they've been unmade for about 6 months.
Well,
a year.
Glad I inspired you to get it together. Thank you.
This is how it happened, Keith. Fifi said, "Are we on Zoom with him?" And we go, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh my God, I've never seen her move so fast. You made the beds." Very privileged.
You could appreciate, Keith, working in radio. Appearances are not something we've ever had to worry about. But in this day and age, can't hide anymore.
No, I get it. It's the new abnormal, to quote the Strokes. It really is.
Mm. It is. Now, in this new abnormal, what a treat for us. It arrived at Fox. Polaroid, your new single. We're playing it. We're loving it. You know, this must be an interesting time for music. How have you found ISO? And are you in your studio creating? Like, is it a good creative time to be making music?
This is literally my studio.
Your studio.
Yeah. I had to clean it up because I knew I was going to be doing a Zoom with you guys. And I thought, make your bed, so I should like get rid of some cables and stuff like that. It was honestly the first sort of week and up to a couple of weeks maybe was just I didn't feel creative. I hate the word crazy and strange because they're just sort of almost inappropriate for how horrific the reality is for so many people. But I was sort of thrown, you know, creatively. I mean, we were in the midst of touring. I was making my record, but we were also touring. And suddenly it just stops. And you're like, well, how long is it going to be stopped for? And it's like, who knows, maybe the rest of the year. And then you're just like, the rest of the year or longer. And it was a very, very weird feeling for me. So I didn't do anything for a couple of weeks. And then I slowly sort of came back down to the studio and started to get creative again because I have to be creative on my own here. And I've been doing an enormous amount of work now in the last couple of weeks.
Something that was very creative was that the big concert you guys did around the world. And, mate, you nailed yours. You did, how long did this take you? You did three different persons of you playing the drum, the guitar, the singing, and you nailed it. I'm like, that's got to have taken him a week.
It took a couple of days, actually, because the challenge was there was going to be three of me, which is like four too many. I had to figure out an arrangement for the song. And then the biggest hurdle was if I made a mistake anywhere in any one of those forms, I had to start. You can't drop in. It's not like being in the studio. You can just punch in. You know, just punch me in here. It's like, you guys.
Very impressive. It was very impressive. It was a Keith Urban band.
And something else you did, which is fantastic, was the Urban Underground. So putting on a concert for 200 healthcare workers, fantastic. To sit in their cars and watch you. How did that come about? Because, I mean, we're doing anything for our health workers at the moment. And I'm over in the US, they've been doing it even tougher.
Yeah, indeed. Well, the Urban Underground thing came from the first sort of at-home concert that we did, which was really the first week of the lockdown. John Legend, Chris Martin and I think the three of us did concerts all within the space of the first couple of days. And then, you know, a week later we did another one. And then the idea got floated to maybe play a drive-in, which was such a great idea. But I just went, is this still drive-ins? Is that still a thing?
I think they're coming back.
Sure enough, they're coming back with a vengeance, you know. And But the idea was so good because if we have to play to people in safe distance, you're like, well, the drive-in's already ready for cars. It's got this humongous big video wall behind the stage. All you got to do is build a stage and, you know, you're up and running. So, and of course now, and, you know, it's been a long time since I've been to a drive-in. When I went, you used to have to hook the speaker onto the car window. And, of course, I had all FM radio frequency. So we set up a very small PA system, very small lighting. Everything was super minimal, so we had minimal crew, everything like that. And then when we're trying to figure out how do we get tickets to people and what do you charge for tickets, and in the end I just went, why don't we just give all the tickets away? let's just give them away. And so, of course, the frontliners were the absolute golden people to be acknowledging and giving this night to.
Weekdays from 6.
Podcasters,
we're taking a few days off to relax and recharge, but we'll be back soon.
Until then, we've selected some of our favourite moments from the first half of the year for you to enjoy.
We'll see you guys Monday morning.
Mate, Fee and I have both got, we've got all girls. Now, we often have our kids come and running in while we're working in the morning. How do you go in the studio? Do the kids come in and interrupt?
No, because I'm not set up in their bedroom, mate.
And then one walks in. She's supposed to be homeschooling right now. That's the second oldest one. That's Lenny. Awesome. She just popped in.
Hi. What's your name?
That's Keith Urban. Hi. Her name's Lenny. Name?
Hi. How do you feel about your dad kicking you out of your own bedroom? It's a bit rough.
This is my older sister's room. Oh. This isn't my room. This is Mia's room.
Got it.
Okay.
Do you know no, what? Right. Actually,
hijack. That's what I'm talking about. They hijack things.
But Keith, quite funnily enough, we've been working from home all this time, and we've got kids, and we're homeschooling, and it's all difficult. Have you gotten yourself into homeschooling? How do you go with that?
Yeah. No. I decided I'm not very good at homeschooling. I should leave that up to the professionals.
I'm the same.
The kids have been good. Because we travel a lot anyway, so they're kind of used to that kind of thing. But I'm glad I'm not in charge of it, because I quit school at 15 and failed every subject, including music, which is really embarrassing. Wow. But it's the truth.
So. You speak about traveling, like being on the road all the time and being away. How does it feel to just be at home, hanging out and just having that relaxing time to get in the studio and to punch out some music and be around the kids all the time? It'd be bloody bit different, wouldn't it?
It's been really good. The studio space I have here at the house has these big windows out the back just behind me. So there's like tons of light that comes in. It's a really good vibe in here. And I did a lot of work in here on Ripcord and Graffiti U, but hadn't been in here in a while. So it was a sort of a rediscovery of how much I love being in here. And it's been amazing, because I don't know how I would have got everything finished, honestly. You know, I couldn't go to traditional studios to keep working. I couldn't work with other musicians, but I've been able to be in here and just keep working on the album.
Well, we love that, and our listeners love that. Just really quickly, I love your top. It's for people listening.
I was just going to say the same thing.
It's got a tiger on it. In no way is it a homage to Tiger King, and have you gotten around that series while you've been in lockdown?
I thought it might have been a
Richmond. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was just like the best car wreck show I've seen. You know that you're not looking at anything good, but you cannot look away. It's insane, right? We were just obsessed. We watched the whole, we plowed through all the apps really, really quickly.
I know. Well, Joe Exotic would probably love to have you cover his music one day. So always a possibility if you run out of ideas.
I felt really bad for Joe, like, you know, because really the one thing he wanted in life was to be uber famous. He got mega, mega famous, and he's in prison.
For a long time.
It's so true.
He could have done every interview show anywhere in the world and just had hordes of people wanting his autographs and the whole thing, and the poor bugger.
24 hours of isolation every day.
Well, Steph. Keith Urban, thank you. Stay safe over there, and we'll speak to you soon.
You too. Good to see you guys. 3, 3, 7,
Weekdays from 6.